You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Continuing on the topic of unions, I investigated the organisation called Unite Unions today, speaking with the co-president Xavier Walsh, and I started by asking them to fill our listeners in on what they do.
Unite Union is the union for hospitality and entertainment workers in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We currently have 5,000 members nationwide and are hoping to expand to all hospo venues across the country.
What kind of actions does Unite Unions take?
Unite's the union for hospo workers. So, we engage in collective bargaining, so contract negotiations for better paying conditions with all the major fast food brands and casinos, hotels, cinemas and call centres across the motu.
I've seen that your organisation has achieved abolishing the 0 hours contract.
That was a win in 2015, 2016. And so we worked together and managed to persuade the government to make them illegal for all workers in Aotearoa through to a nationwide campaign that was successful in the end, yeah.
What other accomplishments has Unite Unions had lately?
Yeah, so So recently, last year, we settled a contract at Sky City, which saw some great wins for a lot of our workers, particularly the hospo workers working in the bar, the bar staff who've been there for years, the bar staff and cleaners and security, who weren't getting a fair deal out of their work, and so we managed to get them a good deal.
Who can get on board? So it's mainly the hospitality workers?
Yeah, I suppose so. So The main people who can sort of get involved with Unite are hospo workers. We have a great opportunity for all hospo workers called fair pay agreements. And so Unite on the 1st of December initiated for a hospo FPA. And what that means is we now have a new law in place which allows for all hospo workers, all workers in any industry or occupation to engage in what's known as a form of sectoral bargaining. So rather than just negotiating with one employer, just your boss, and having to engage in that process, what can happen is that a union can initiate and together with other unions in the industry negotiate with employers to ensure that all wages and conditions, minimum wages and conditions, increase by a set amount.
So what is your advice for workers that feel they're not getting their needs met at their workplace?
For one, definitely join a union. In many industries these days, there are unions. If you're a supermarket worker, join First Union. If you're a security guard, join ETU. There are lots of unions out there that can support you. But second, don't feel that your boss, if you feel like they're mate doing something that's a bit funny, you're probably right. Most of the time, people's gut feelings are right about these things. So get to know your rights and get to know how to stand up for yourself in these situations. And third, find help when you can. If you can find someone who you know who can help out as well, find an advocate.
How can people get on board with Unite Unions?
Yeah, so if people want to join Unite specifically, they can just go to unite.org.nz/join. Just Google Unite Union. I'm sure you'll be able to find where to join up there.
Why do you think the right to unionise is important?
Well, there are lots of different reasons. I mean, one could point to a myriad of reasons, like there should be law, it should be legal under international law, but that's not the reason. I think the main reason why unions exist are to work together. There's power in numbers. It's really hard for an individual to go up to their employer and say, hey, I'd like a pay rise, when they know they should be getting it, when they're working extra hours, they're working overtime and not getting fairly compensated for it. But if you work together, you have 4, 5, 10 people working at the same place. If you all come together, there's more chances that your employer will listen and that you'll actually get a fair go out of your work. Especially in the current market, everyone deserves a fair go with cost of living and all that. It's really expensive. So everyone deserves fair wage, fair work.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I suppose the union movement as a whole are pushing for fair pay agreements in the likes of cleaning, security, bus drivers, hospo again, and as well as supermarkets and the likes. And so there are so many opportunities for people to better their conditions. Even port workers are trying to initiate for a fair pay agreement. And so it's vital that we sort of come together and realise that, you know, we can work together. So a lot of what happened in the 90s, you know, with the degradation of wages and conditions can be undone if we work together and to get a fair go out of our work and out of our lives. Our work is so important, and it's really important that we get compensated fairly for it and that we get fair for it now more than ever, that, you know, we say to our employers where we can, you know, that we deserve to have enough to pay our bills and to have food in our tummies. You know, it's really important. A union isn't an organisation outside of the workforce. It is the workers themselves. A union doesn't exist without workers. And so if you want to get involved, do. A union can only be as powerful as the voices within it.
That was Xavier Walsh from Unite Unions speaking to me about their organisation and the importance of unions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.